several themes that we could consider tonight. One would be a new form of charity. It goes like this. What happened at the Dead Sea stays at the Dead Sea. A second question that we might consider at the end is, why is the Dead Sea so dead? But certainly the Word of God calls us to think about hospitality. In that sense, I think Dan and Katie Rushing should preach the homily because of what they experienced yesterday. You know, when we abandoned them there in Nazareth, they were invited to a family's home. I think they found something to eat, a little conversation. Actually, the abundance of it all was astounding. And so we think of the welcome that we've received today. We think of the welcome that the Tony and George gave us, and how attentive they, don't you have a feeling this is more than a job for them? That they really want to open their country and open their faith with all of us. We think of that celebration of the Jordan River, when we remember the day God welcomed us, when he knew us not as he knows the stars, the sky, the sea, but he knew us as daughters and sons by the grace of our baptism. And we think here about the welcome Jesus received from a family, dear friends of his, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. We think of the way he talked, and we think of their house. Mary sat at his feet, which is the position of a disciple. And the fact that Luke would remember that, that a woman would sit as a disciple, or that John would recall the woman by the well in Samaria, that they weren't just passive objects in the background, that they were disciples, those who listened and learned from the Lord, the way he welcomed women, the way they welcomed him. They welcomed him through tears when Lazarus had died. They welcomed him to the Last Supper, before the Last Supper, when a woman from the village came and anointed his feet with precious nard, and Judas the cheap boy said, we could have used this one for something else. And the Lord said, no, let her do what she's doing. She's preparing my body for burial. And we think of the final welcome God will give us. The resurrection of Lazarus is a foretaste of what Jesus will do for all of us when he calls us from our tombs to live with him forever. But I'd like to go back for a minute to Capernaum. Because, you know, Capernaum is where Jesus kind of laid out his plan. He said, this is what I'm about. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For this he has anointed me, to bring glad tidings to the poor, liberty to the captives, sight to the blind, freedom to prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord. It was in that synagogue where Jesus experienced one of his greatest disappointments. In the end of the sixth chapter of John's Gospel, where he had taught about where he had multiplied the loaves and then showed the people that it's not simply about bread, but it's the bread of life. And you remember what happened at the end? In that synagogue, his own disciples left. So we can't listen to this. It's too difficult. So it might help us think that, yes, there's always going to be something difficult about the word of Jesus. Can't be the difficult words of men and women. It's got to be the word of Jesus that challenges us and challenges our contemporaries. But what I was thinking about up there was a sort of welcome. And you might remember it takes place in Mark's Gospel, the very beginning, just after he starts to talk there He's in one of those houses, and four friends bring their paralyzed buddy. Remember that? And they can't get in. So as I think Tony told us, a lot of those houses have kind of cheap roofs that could be removed. So they pulled the tiles back and lowered their friend down to right to the feet of Jesus. And then Jesus not only raised him from his bed, but he forgave his sins. And I thought, isn't that an image for us? We as the Archdiocese of Indianapolis that seek to welcome. In welcoming people, and in some ways we're doing it very well. You know, last year at Easter Vigil, we welcomed 1,000 people. Isn't that fabulous? 1,000 people, big bunch of young people around St. John's Parish, but 1,000 across the Archdiocese that entered through baptism or profession of faith. But in our future evangelization, I think we have to be able to remove the ties, the things that keep people from coming to Jesus, either the wrong ideas or sweating the small stuff, not doing away with his word, because his word is his word. We live by that. And some will say, I can't take this, it's too much, and leave. But we want them to hear the Lord. And so we come to the question, why is the Dead Sea so dead? Now you know the answer. It gets all that nice water that we saw in the Sea of Galilee, comes down through the plains of Samaria and Judea, and then it doesn't go anywhere. It just stays there. And that's why it's so dead. We wouldn't want the grace of this pilgrimage to lie sterile within us. Let's pray that the Lord can help us see where we should remove the tiles so that others may come to know what we know.